Hello and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd. Wherever you are, however you may be listening, thanks for making this part of your day. Well, we are approaching a very important day on the calendar. Mother's Day 2024 is right around the corner. And I've always enjoyed the conversations I've had with Pastor Paul about his mom, so I've asked him to join us for just a moment. Pastor, I know your mom is still with us, and she's one very special lady to all of us, including you, of course. First, tell us a bit more about Mrs. Shepherd and give us some counsel on why it's so important for us to encourage our moms on this day.
Well, I'm so glad that I can say the Lord has blessed me to still have my mom with me here on earth. Next month, the Lord willing, she will turn 92 years old.
Is that right?
And it is just wonderful to be able to call her. I call her every week because I don't want a week to go by when I haven't heard her voice and haven't allowed her to hear mine. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm one of five children, so she's got others she's got to think about. Yeah. But I only have one mom, so I'm going to make sure that she hears from me. Good. Every week. And she's a blessing. She was a pastor's wife. Of course, my dad was my pastor. I'm saved because of his ministry. I was trained and prepared for ministry under him and all of that. So he gets so much credit for my ministry. But to tell you the truth, the real credit has to also be shared with my mom because she was a prayer warrior in the background, but she raised her children well. All five of us walk with the Lord. Three of us are in vocational ministry. And God gets the glory for her faithfulness and her prayer life that really has seen us through many things. And so I want to challenge and encourage all of our listeners, if your mom is still with you or a mother figure who means a lot to you, be sure that you are in touch as often as is possible to let her know how important she was and is in your world. Because the day is going to come. It's just what happens in this life that is fleeting. The day is going to come when their voices will be silenced as they transition from earth to glory. But I want to make sure to hear it as often as I can, and I want to encourage our listeners to do the same with their mothers and mother figures.
Well, from Pastor Paul and all of us at Destined for Victory, we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and mother figures out there. And to children, remember, you're never too old or too young to let your mothers know how much they are loved and appreciated. Before we get to today's message from Pastor Paul, I want to let you know about a great new resource. It's a booklet from Pastor called Plenty of Questions But No Answers. If God has ever seemed distant, if he was silent at a time when you desperately needed him to speak, you'll want to contact us right away and request this outstanding resource. You'll find plenty of encouragement and direction inside these pages, along with a greater understanding of God's nature and character. Again, it's called Plenty of Questions But No Answers, and it's our thank you gift today by request for your generous donation to Destined for Victory. Call us at 855-339-5500. That's 855-339-5500. Or visit PastorPaul.net to make a safe and secure donation online. You can also mail your gift to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538.
Just because God's with you doesn't mean you're going to have a wonderful experience circumstantially all the time. Sometimes, in fact, the reason why the Lord is with you is because you got to go through something that if you don't practice his presence, you are not going to make it.
Sometimes God prevents you from going through a hard time, and sometimes he comforts you while he lets you go through a hard time. But in either situation, he always has your best interest in mind. If you need the Lord's deliverance today, if it seems like he may never intervene, you're in good company and you're in the right place. Let's join Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California, for today's Destined for Victory message, Waiting for God to Show Up.
Sometimes, in fact, the reason why the Lord is with you is because you got to go through something that if you don't practice his presence, you are not going to make it. Some of you have already been there. All I'm doing is articulating the theological basis for what you've already experienced. Some of you can already say, I've been through some stuff that if the Lord had not been with me, there is no way I would have made it through what I had to go through. That's where Joseph was, and we saw that although the Lord was with him, he went from a pit, his brothers threw him in, then they pulled him out and made money while they sold him as a slave, and the Ishmaelites took him to Egypt and sold him there, and he found himself working for a guy named Potiphar, and the Lord was with him there. Imagine, I'm a slave, but God's with me. See, we spoil people. We say, well, if God's with me, why is he letting me be a slave? No, stop thinking like that. Yes, the Lord was with him. Yes, he was a slave. And he didn't get out of slavery quickly because the Lord was with him. The presence of the Lord sustained him and blessed him and gave him favor. And he became Potiphar's personal assistant, his valet. And all was going well. Then we saw at the end of the last message, Sister Potiphar put her eyes on him. Lord is my shepherd. I see what I want. That's what she might as well have said. See, so because the Bible said he was handsome and well-built. When the Bible say you handsome and well-built, you got it going on. And so she saw him. She said, I want him for myself. And we saw that when he turned her away, she said, I'll get him. And now she has thrown him in jail. Now, I want you to look at verse 19 here in Genesis 39. When his master heard the story, his wife told him, this is how your slave treated me. He burned with anger because she said that Joseph tried to rape her. Oh, man, women can be cold. That's why I'm so glad you sisters are saved, sanctified. I'm so glad I'm looking at some sisters who have let the Lord do a work. Because if I were to pass the mic, some of y'all could say, Pastor, if it wasn't for Jesus, I got a little Sister Potiphar in me, in my past. And some of y'all, we praying to make sure it stay in the past. He burned with anger. Part of God being with Joseph is he regulated how people responded. Because when Potiphar heard his wife say, this guy tried to rape me, Potiphar could have killed him. He's an Egyptian. Joseph is not. Joseph is property. He's not a citizen. There'll be no trial. He can kill him and it's done. Why, if you really believe your personal valet tried to rape your wife, why in the world wouldn't you kill him? And there's no trial. There's no consequence. Because God gave Joseph favor. Some of you all, the manifested presence of God in your life has been God gave you favor that didn't even make sense. God gave you favor in a situation. It seems behind the scenes, but it's God showing up. He's working behind the scene, but he's there, very present, to do something. And in this case, he keeps Potiphar from killing the boy. Instead, he sends him to jail. And look at verse 21. The Lord is with him. See, same Lord that was with him when he first got to Egypt is still with him now that he is charged with being a felon. And the Lord is still with him in verse 21 and showed him kindness, granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. That's God. This boy goes to jail. You have an intake process. What's the charges? Oh, he tried to rape Potiphar's wife. You know what that would be like if it weren't for the favor of God. He wouldn't be treated well. He would be treated poorly. The warden would probably let some of the prisoners have at him because of the cell block he's in. Those people who are in that cell block, the rapists and the... See, some of y'all haven't visited folk in jail. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But some of us brothers who have done jail ministry, there are places where they put them out of general population. Because if you would let them in the general population, it'd be a problem. There'd be a bounty on their heads. And so God made sure all that got avoided because this boy is a man of purpose and promise and destiny. All right, so let's move on. Now, he has gone from bad situation, I'm a slave when I ought to be free in my daddy's house, to a worse situation. Now I'm a prisoner and I'm a felon and I didn't do it. Situationally, he's gone from bad to worse. Now, I want you to pick it up from here. Chapter 40, verse 14. When all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Pause. What? What are you talking about? I need you to read what happens leading up to that. Let me just paraphrase. God has given him favor. Now he's in jail blessing other people. Pharaoh sends two of his employees to jail. His baker, you must have made something pretty bad. That was a bad day in the kitchen. That wasn't about what he made. I'm sure he offended him in some other way. But his baker and his cupbearer. Now, cupbearer is not just somebody who literally holds his cup. That is a very dignified position. It is like the guy who is his personal assistant. In the same way that Joseph was Potiphar's personal assistant in his household, the cupbearer is a personal assistant to the Pharaoh. It's a big deal. It's a high promotion. But the cupbearer did not do right and offended Pharaoh, and the baker offended Pharaoh. Both of them got sent to jail. As God would have it, they got sent to the same jail that Joseph is in. I need you to understand something. When we say you are called according to God's purpose, you must understand nothing just happens. You got to learn to walk by faith, not by sight. Y'all think it was circumstantial, the stuff that's going on in your life. Nothing. I'm a child of purpose and promise and destiny. So the stuff that happens, it's not that God wanted it all to happen. It's just that God, Romans 8:28, worked it all together for good. The good is to accomplish the purpose he has put me on earth for. So don't say, because I'm a child of God and I'm a person of purpose, everything happens because God wanted it. That's not accurate. Amen. Stuff happens in this world because it's a sinful world full of sinful people. This world system is led by a sinful enemy, Satan. All kind of stuff happens that, quote unquote, shouldn't happen. It's wrong. But God said, don't worry, although you live in a wrong world full of wrong actions, I am at work in you, the willing to do of my good pleasure. Amen. So I need us to keep our theology straight, because a lot of people say everything happens for a reason. That's kind of not accurate. Some stuff just happened. It happened and it was wrong and it shouldn't have happened. When you see these babies being shot out on the freeway because two fools are shooting at each other in cars, happened the other day. God wasn't in that. That's sin. That's wrong. If people would do the will of God, they'd stop acting so ignorant. And y'all, when you go to somebody's funeral and they've had a tragedy, don't go in there with scriptures trying to explain the unexplainable. Go in with love. Love ministers where your mouth can minister.
We'll be right back with more of today's Destined for Victory message with Pastor Paul Shepherd, so don't go away. Psalm 107 verse 6 says that they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. That is the power of prayer, and today our ministry team would like to pray for you. Use the contact feature at the top of the homepage at pastorpaul.net and send us your request anytime. That's pastorpaul.net. And while you're there online, be sure to request your free copy of Pastor Paul's monthly letter of encouragement. Now, let's get back to Pastor Paul for the second half of today's message, waiting for God to show up.
Sometime you got to have the ministry of presence. I'm here with you. The ministry of a hug. The ministry of a handshake. You've just got to let them know I'm with you. The Lord is with you. We're going to get through this. So he's in jail with these two guys that Pharaoh sent there. They both have dreams that puzzle them. And God's presence with Joseph now gives Joseph the ability, just like he interpreted dreams early on when he was 17. He is still interpreting dreams. And he has the ability now to do it for somebody else. So he says to the cupbearer, you know what? That dream you told me about, here's what it means. And the bottom line was, you're going to get your job back. You're going to be standing there serving the Pharaoh just like you've done before. Now, when the baker heard that interpretation, he got happy. Oh, man, are you got my interpretation too? Joseph probably said, you want to know? Bottom line, his wasn't good. It's like, you're not going to make it. I hope your wife knows where the insurance policy is. You're not going to make it. But he said to the cupbearer, look at verse 14 of Genesis 40. When all goes well with you, it is because God showed me. He said, I want you to remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh. Get me out of this prison. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews. And even here, I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon. So he's asking, you see what's happening? He's simply saying, okay, God's going to bless you. You're going to get your job back. When you do, Joseph, I love his humanity. He's saying, I don't know why I'm going through all of this. Why'd I get sold in the first place? Why'd I become a slave? Then why'd I become a felon in jail and I didn't do anything but turn that woman down? So he's looking for his out. Nothing wrong with you and I looking for our outs. If you can get to a better state in life, get there. But don't build your hope on that. Your hope has to remain in the Lord. Quit looking to people to solve your problems. Quit looking to politics to solve your problems. Quit looking to civil rights workers to solve your problems. Activists to solve your problems. Unions to solve your problems. Fraternities, sororities to solve your problems. If they can help, let them help. But don't build your hope there. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground, sinking sand. You can't build on anything or anyone but the Lord. And so he's rightly expecting help. I've been good to you. I'm giving you this preview. You get ready to get out. When you get your job back, I want you to remember me. Tell Pharaoh about me. Tell him I'm a young man who hasn't done anything wrong. Help me get out of this situation. Now, if you're Joseph and you make that request, it's a reasonable request, and you've been so good to this man, you expect it to come through. But how many know just because you expect it doesn't mean it's going to happen for you? But I can imagine Joseph just sitting there. Oh, man, all right. As soon as he sees the guy get called for, oh, wait, okay, he's gone. All right, man. All right, take care. And the cupbearer goes back. Joseph has to be in his mind. Say, okay, let's see. So it'll probably go through a little processing. And you know, they may not restore his job till maybe Monday. This is Thursday. All right, so, yeah. All right, so probably Monday he'll be back working for Pharaoh. All right, and they got his uniform all pressed. He good. He back in there for Pharaoh and working. So he going to tell Pharaoh about me Monday or Tuesday. And he's hoping, he's expecting, all right, so Pharaoh's going to hear about me. And, okay, Pharaoh's going to contact us. So sometime next week, this is Thursday, sometime next week I'm expecting that I'm going to hear from him. How many have not only had the presence of God get you through disillusionment, but now it has to get you through a delay? Disillusionment is hard enough. Why am I a slave? Why do my brothers hate me? Why did they make me a slave? Why did Sister Potiphar tell a lie on me that has turned me into a felon? All of these things are disillusioning. Why? Y'all do yourselves a favor and quit hanging your whole hat on trying to understand why. It's okay to ask the question, just don't count on an answer. That's all I'm saying. Every now and then we get answers. How many of y'all know 9 times out of 10, you're going to ask why and get no answer that makes sense? Now, you're going to ask your friends, and they don't know what they're talking about, but that doesn't keep them from talking. But that's nothing you can really hang your hat on either. How many know there come a time in the life of a chosen, destined person who follows the Lord who has questions and there is absolutely no answer coming? And it's got nothing to do with your prayer life. Y'all go down this list. Did I pray? Did I treat everybody right? You on a sin search trying to find out how come you haven't heard anything from heaven. How many of y'all have done your sin search check? Okay, I've done everything right now. I'm good. There's no reason why God should be mad at me. And Joseph is sitting there the next week. All right, man, they're getting ready to call me any day now. This Wednesday of the following week. All right, so they're working on my paperwork. All right, he probably going around to the other prisoners because he's in charge. God bless him with favor. He's in charge of the other prisoners. He probably going around. All right, man, I'm getting ready to go. Y'all be strong. Handle your business. Y'all know how I taught y'all down here. Y'all got to handle your business. Do it. All right, man, you do this time. Don't let this time do you. Down there trying to encourage people. He got them all right, so you really got, yeah man, I'm getting ready to go. He did that all the next week. Nobody comes to the cell. Week after, month after, 3 months after, a year after, the anniversary of the cupbearer. Cupbearer left a year ago. I'm still sitting here and I did nothing wrong. But the Lord was with him. The Lord will be with you even while you're disillusioned, and he will remain with you even while you are in what you call a delay. I say you call it a delay. We always think God is delayed. We even sing songs. Your blessing is delayed but not denied. I got a question for you. Who told you it was delayed? You can see by now that this is not a shouting message. You're not going to dance because nobody likes what we call delays. But the question is, who told you it was a delay? You can't call it a delay because you don't have the schedule. God has the master schedule.
If you're going through a season of waiting today, hold on to this truth. Whenever God shows up, it's always right on time. We're so glad you joined us for today's message with Pastor Paul Shepherd. To learn more about the Destined for Victory Media Ministry, or to find out about the special offer reserved for you as you give generously today, please visit PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net.
We don't like that waiting stuff. We live in the microwave world. We don't like to wait. Wait for what? I got stuff to do, people to see, places to go. What in the world am I going to sit here and wait for?
And that's tomorrow in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Waiting for God to Show Up. But until then, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.